It started out whenever I was looking for these roadside vernacular architecture pieces, and I could never find souvenirs, and I so loved these world's largest things that I wanted, like anybody else, a little tchotchke for my wall. So instead of being able to buy them, I had to start making my own. And the first one would have been of the world's largest otter in Fergus Falls, Minnesota. One of the first models where I used a little dachshund figurine, cut them in half and lengthened them and used Sculpey to make the bits and pieces that weren't quite right. And the more models I was making, the more I thought, oh, well, it'd be really absurd if I made little tiny ones, because they are of really big things. The collection started growing, and that's where you ended up with the world's largest collection of the smallest versions of the largest things. And one of the main rules is I don't make the world's smallest version until I've seen the big thing for myself. Yeah, still adding, there's at least 100 world's largest things that I have not yet made a model for, but I've already seen. I'm sort of the keeper of the world's largest things list, and people are building more all the time, so there's always an excuse to go back to Wisconsin because, oh, somebody just built a giant trap that can hold a snowmobile, or a large spring clip, or a giant auger. All of those are new world's largest things in the last 2 years that I need to go back, photograph, and make a small version of. There will always be a soft spot in my heart for Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox in Bemidji, Minnesota, because we grew up going to see Paul and Babe. And then when I was 5, my family moved to the middle of Missouri, about 20 miles from the 8-Ball Water Tower. So those two oversized objects were really what started the craze. And that's how, as a kid, you'd look out the window and you see the big 8-Ball Water Tower go by, you'd know you're really close to home. Or you look out the window and you see Paul and Babe and you think, oh, we're going to go visit Grandma and Grandpa. So those two are responsible for starting it all. And they'll always remain the nostalgic favorites.